Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Providing a handout to you, this is not found in your book as we did not print it so that we could get through the end of April, printed it on, ran the numbers on Wednesday. It's always fun being the last item on your agenda, and but I'm happy to report some very positive things, as you'll see in the license report from the Division of Wildlife, and just going to hit a few quick highlights for you as you end your meeting here today. First page in front of you is information related to combination licenses. Again, you remember we have the standard combination, provides hunting and fishing, hunting for small game, obviously the fishing opportunities, and then the senior combination. Again, what information we provide in here gives you a little bit of historical data, 20, 21, 22, 23, shows a three-year average, and then where we are at for 2024. And again, these are always license numbers that we provide to you from the beginning of our license year, which is December 15th, to the most recent date, which would have been through the end of April. So that holds standard throughout all the representation of data in the report here. So again, for those two different combination licenses, not a whole lot of change from last year, although they're holding very strong in respect to combination, but we certainly have seen a jump this year in the senior combination licenses, which is very positive to see. Going on to your second page is information on the habitat stamp. Again, same type of information. I think you can see it's very articulated in the graphs below. Things are progressing along very well from a habitat stamp, the number that are being sold, and then ultimately what that revenue generates. But if you look at 2024 stats, where we are right now, for residents, 79,000 or just over 79,000, where that is in comparison to 2023 at this same time frame or in the three-year average, things are going very, very well. Certainly that's a reflection of some of the small game licenses that you'll see coming up and some of the fishing licenses, all the different licenses that require to obtain that one habitat stamp. But again, for both resident and non-resident, things look very positive from the habitat stamp perspective. Again, those funds used for habitat access, both on public lands and both on the terrestrial and aquatic side as well. Page three are small game licenses. I'm going to primarily focus on two main items. You can again look at the graphs. I think the graphs give you a good indication of what's happening out there. Small game license sales right now are way ahead from where we were last year, and in particular, almost twice of what we were for the three-year average, which is really encouraging. That's certainly a end result of the phenomenal pheasant season that we had last year and people buying licenses late into the season, which will certainly play into where we are today, but very encouraging to see. And then on the non-resident side, the same thing is holding true for those small game licenses. Again, we're at the time of the year where there's not a lot of changes for small game hunting licenses, but certainly we see those very positive trends continuing to take place for this particular license type. Next page are fishing licenses. A few key items I want to point out here. Looking at the resident sides, so that'd be that top three lines of resident fishing licenses. Look at that annual fishing licenses. We're above where we were in 2023, and we're also above that three-year average. So that is extremely encouraging from a fishing standpoint. Again, we all have talked about, Jake provided some great presentations today that are respective to fishing opportunities in South Dakota and all the work that we do. Certainly folks are taking advantage of those opportunities. And we see some similar type trends there on the senior fishing licenses as well. On the non-resident side, you'll see it's down a little bit on the three-day licenses, and annual licenses are very similar. I think we could probably attribute these not being farther ahead, probably somewhat of a result of our very truncated ice fishing season that we had as well. We've talked about that a couple of times, but with the spring weather and the bite really coming about, fully anticipate we'll continue to see some upward trends on these license sales for those non-resident fishing folks and coming in for enjoying the opportunities here. But again, when you look at that resident fishing revenue, certainly going in a very positive trend there as well, and we'll continue to watch those. And then the last page that you have there are just some general statistics on some big game licenses that have taken place over the last couple of months. You can see one I'll point out is mountain lion, that first line, or first line of your table there. You can see interest still remains very strong for that hunting season. and above, or very similar to that three-year average, but above last year. And then maybe more importantly as well, you can still see, like from many of the turkey hunting seasons, that interest still remains very high. Folks enjoy spring turkey hunting and what we have to offer. Again, it is different in the Black Hills and out in the prairie units. Prairie units, we have limited number of licenses that we offer through a draw, and then unlimited there in the Black Hills. And then the bottom section there just shows some of the applications submitted. Again, you can just see, and it indicates the interest that exists from individuals for going out and enjoying some of those big game hunting seasons. And again, this page here is going to change and evolve over the next several months as we get into some of our other big game drawings. We'll provide more information on elk drawings, the combined deer draw, and some of those things, and we'll keep you up to date on that. So just wanted to point out a couple of key highlights on license sales. Again, overall things look very, very good. They're holding very strong, and in many of these we're seeing in that upwards trajectory, and really anticipate those fishing licenses to take off as we get some more nice weather, maybe a little less wind, a little less cool weather, and the bite will be on, and we look forward to those opportunities. And that ties in very closely to what Director Van Meteren offered about camping and reservations and those things. Those two recreational top opportunities go hand in hand, and so we'll continue to track both of them and look forward to a great summer coming up here. So, Madam Chair, I'll try to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese here, Tom. Kind of off this subject, though, this is the second year that we've done the verification now for landowners to apply in February. We have to apply for landowner tags. Have you seen any, have ever heard of any situations? I mean, what's come out of that? Are we finding people that weren't eligible for tags or not? Or is that changing to February? Is that working for what we wanted?
Madam Chair and Commissioner Beese, I'm assuming specifically you're talking about the elk landowner application, correct? I could certainly have Mike jump up here if he can offer up anything else that I may not be able to add, but everything that I understand, especially from our law enforcement staff, that's who do a lot of the verifications, contacting those landowners, especially the ones that they're maybe not as familiar with. Going a little bit early certainly helps us have a little bit more time to go through that process and verification. There will be an instance or two where we will find that a landowner simply just does not meet those minimum qualifications to qualify for landowner preference. Those staff will have those conversations. Typically, they go very well. They're very upfront, very straightforward conversations. But I think in general, Commissioner Beese, going a little bit earlier, having that extra time and having the time to work with those landowners, give them the time to get their applications in. And if there is a question, to have that time to have that conversation or discussion, whether that is to determine yes, you do or yes, you do not qualify, has been very beneficial and helpful. So all in all, it seems to be going very well.
That's good.
Additional questions or comments? I think it looks like we are moving in a good direction. It should be a good rest of the spring and summer for all of us that like to get out and enjoy what our state has to offer.
Thank you.
And with that, it takes us to the end of our agenda. So at this time, I do ask the commission, are there any items that you would like the department to consider for our next upcoming meetings? Now would be the time to bring those up. Seeing none, before we give final word to, we have our folks from Custer. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. With me today is Ryan Flick. He is the Director of Operations for the Resort Company. Josh had to go to Sioux Falls, and we didn't get the opportunity yesterday to say thank you to Josh and the staff, so brought Ryan down this morning to say thank you for all they do. He makes events like this very easy for me and my staff here at the park, but as well as all summer. It's a wonderful partnership that we have with the resort company, and we're constantly working together to meet our mission of just exceeding expectations here in the park. There's several times where we need something from the resort company. There's times where the resort company may need a helping hand from us on different situations. So it's been a wonderful partnership, and I can't say enough.
Couldn't have said it better. I mean, it really is a nice partnership. We love seeing you guys come out every year. Thank you for what you do. Very interesting topics today, obviously. But, we just really like to do what we do, and we like to be part of something that makes that possible for us to really spread our wings and do what we like to do in the park here. And you couldn't ask for a more beautiful location to come to work every day. So Our staff really enjoys that. It's, you know, it's kind of right at the front end of our season right now, but things are looking pretty strong for us this year. We're comparing very well to last year's numbers going in. So we're anticipating a very, very nice season for us as well. Hoping for some good weather on the front end, but, you know, we need the moisture out here as well. So thank you guys for everything. Hope everything has been fantastic for you while you're here. If you have any questions for us, I'd be happy to answer anything for you. But.
Any questions or comments from the commission?
I'd just like, thanks for the dinner last night and the social hour and stuff. Really appreciate that.
And I apologize for not being there. Actually, Josh made it, but I have four kids. So one was graduated from college, wife was there, have two in Hill City that I was picking up, and one daughter that was in Rapid City at a doctor's appointment. So it's never a dull moment, but I really appreciate you guys coming out and seeing everybody.
Yeah, I would just, yep.
Thank you.
From the commission, thank you for all that the Regency Management Program has done for all of us during this week and previous years. And then, Matt, you and your team, just making us feel welcome, being able to engage with the staff that live and work out here. Yeah. It's been a great 2 days, so thank you for that.
No, thank you. We appreciate you guys and all you do for us, so yes.
And then with that, I'd like to leave the final word with our secretary before we adjourn.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Commission. I know we packed a lot of information into the last 2 days here, starting with a governance meeting. And obviously an agenda with 33 items on it. I appreciate all the great discussion, the great questions. And I just want to thank staff. Again, every presentation that's presented is so well done, very professionally done, full of great information, and a lot of great discussion comes of it. So I can't thank staff enough for all their hard work. Team GF&P is special. They come with passion, they come with purpose, and they come with a great desire to serve the public of this great state. So it's great to see the team come together in that way. And, you know, it is May. It doesn't feel like May today with the snow falling out the window here in Custer State Park. But I urge everybody to just get outside once again. Turkey hunting's in full swing. The walleyes are starting to bite on the river and other places. The campgrounds are starting to have a little more hustle and bustle and a little more activity. And it's just a magical time of year. We just ask all those folks here in South Dakota to get out and enjoy the great things we have to offer. The great opportunities and resources that South Dakota has to offer. And it is. It's the kickoff of summer here in just a couple of weeks. Again, our open house weekend is May 17th, 18th, and 19th in our park system, free fishing weekend. Come check out our parks. Our parks are world class, and very proud of those facilities. So with that, Madam Chair, we will see everybody in Yankton in June. We're looking forward to that meeting. Thank you, Commissioner Call, for hosting us down there. And yes, it'll be a busy, busy summer. So thank you.
With that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of adjourning say aye. Aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.